not Gordon.
Gordon.
Not Barbara.
Gordon.
No, no.
Gordon.
What?
No, no.
Gordon.
What?
Mishy, 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 mishy. Whoa. Michelle.
Oh,
look
at that. I love it. I love it.
Look at that.
That's an intro right there.
Who answered the signal? It is our good friend Michelle Rodriguez from New Country 96.3.
As a radio jock, you nailed that.
Thank you.
Everyone else on the station calls it the wrong thing.
Well, I wouldn't do
the
that.
Callers.
They're totally different.
Well, I know it's New Country 96.3.
But everyone else is like, hey, SES. I'm like, you know, it doesn't take a little bit longer to say New Country 96.3.
Right.
That's right.
It's branding, man.
Come on.
It's important.
It is important.
What's happening?
It's happening. I'm so glad to be here. I'm not quite sure what I'm doing here, but you guys said be here, and I'm here.
Well, you heard the signal, and something happened.
Yeah, I know. I ran in here.
Gravitated from next door, so you can answer that.
I left a country music interview.
A big time.
In the middle, and I said I saw the bat signal, and I ran in here.
Who did we talk to?
We were talking to Cole Swindell.
Oh,
yes, yeah.
That
you know all the Cole Swindell songs.
I do.
Yeah, you should.
The one about his beer.
Yeah, you're
and then
right.
One about the his truck.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I know all about Cole Swindell. What's been happening?
I have been immersed into the World Cup stuff. I really have.
I know you had on the kit day one when Mexico played. Did you go to a watching party?
No, it was in my living room.
The watching party in your living
room?
Yeah,
my child falling asleep on me.
Okay.
Yeah, because we were not going to nap because it was nap time in the middle of that. Yeah, I'm all about it. I don't know. It reminds me of my dad, and I think that's, you know, sports takes you back to those first games you went to.
Sure.
And so I would go to a lot of soccer games with my dad, so I'm absolutely enjoying every second of this.
And you are rooting for Mexico.
And USA. And Team USA.
I don't know if you can, what if
I
they
had
played?
The jersey on Friday. You didn't even notice that. Y'all weren't here Friday, I don't
Correct.
Think. That's right.
See?
So how
I came
we
to
have
show
noticed?
It to y'all, and y'all were not there. I was
we
like, show
here.
And tell. It's cool.
Oh, we were here Friday.
We were? I thought we had a road show.
No. Summer chill, right?
Oh, yeah. We were here Friday.
We didn't see you, though. We didn't see you. You didn't make yourself available.
Jersey.
Oh, so what if Mexico and USA play a match against each other? Are you going to have the... Are you going to crochet them together so you can have both?
Is it a house divided where you split the uniform?
Okay. I saw one of those, and I didn't quite understand what was going on at Trader's Village.
Okay.
All right. That was an adventure. You guys, I don't know how long it's been since y'all been to Trader's Village.
It's been a long time.
That is.
But that place was hopping.
Jersey Central.
Right. Well, it's pretty much anything Central, right?
It's authentic-y. I went there Saturday. I was trying to find my son. Yeah, authentic-y. It's authentic-y. I went to try to find Diego a jersey because, you know, for a two-year-old, you don't want to spend $85. That's how much they cost for a kid. The official one. So I went to Trader's
Village.
Yeah,
for him to kind of spit up on it and not even care.
Wear it for 2 seconds.
Mustard, but
plus
his corn
dog. So fast, you spend it, and then 2 months later, you're like, well, this doesn't fit anymore.
Yeah. So went
there.
That's
the worst part.
Walked in, and the lady's like, this is the only one you're going to find. It's $20.
You're like, sold.
Oh, gosh. No, no. I walked away. I said, no. I know where I'm at.
So did you just get a plain t-shirt and write the team on it and a number on the back?
Should have. Like that viral kid that wore the Christmas sweater. Did you see that one?
No.
The Mexican jersey. This kid didn't have one. And so for school, he put on the sweater. It was a green one with Santa on it because it had the colors of green. And so now he finally got a jersey, went viral. But anyways, I went down and I saw this other tent that had a Messi jersey. And I asked the lady, I go, oh, do you have any USA jerseys? She's like, no, but you can have this one for $10. I said, I'll take it. So I know. And she's like, but after I bought it, I can tell you where you can get the USA one. It's in that green tent over there. And I go, oh, really? And I go over there. Not only is there the jersey, but there's like five other dudes with tons of jerseys in every size. That other lady lied to me.
Of course she did. She was trying
to
make
you $10
sell.
Bucks.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
so did you get another jersey for her?
I bought the Mexican kit. I bought the American kit. I bought the Argentina kit. Anything else they would have sold me, I would have probably bought.
Wow, you're really into it.
I'm not lying.
So you swap out for whatever country is playing in whatever game?
So the Mexican one, though, the kit was actually embroidered, and it had Adidas tags on it, paper tags. And I'm like, this looks authentic-y, right? It looks like it.
It does.
And so we inspected. My husband, that's what he does. He's it's terrible.
He's an inspector?
He's an intellectual property lawyer.
Whoa,
so
man.
They go after smart. Trademarks and infringement, which is exactly what.
Oh, okay, so is he inspecting this like he's going to pull out a lawsuit awesome. Or something?
That's hilarious.
I need him to go with me when I'm searching for things like that.
And he's like, this is the way you can tell. Official license didn't have any spaces on it. Official license product by Adidas, the words on there. I was like, okay.
They're all mashed together, yeah. So yeah. He knew this is a knockoff. Yeah.
It was a good knockoff, though. Paid 40 bucks.
Did he immediately
for it.
Serve him a cease and desist?
No, he could have. Yeah, that's the irony of it all.
So he's not going to drop a lawsuit or anything like that?
No, but man, they have it all. They have all of them there.
Man, Trader's Village was the place to be on the weekends.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what years, though. I don't know. Was it still crowded out there when
it
you
was
went?
Crowded. They have games for kids. They have, like, amusement park rides. Yeah, I know. There's, like, a little roller coaster.
Really? When did that happen?
I know. Not during our time.
No.
They still had, you know, the traditional sound speakers, the rims and all that. You remember that?
Of course. Yeah. It's just like an outdoor Big T bazaar.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, that's a... I saw... You know what? As a matter of fact, we were there. We passed it Saturday because my uncle and aunt, they were... Grand Marshals at a Juneteenth parade in Grand
Whoa,
Prairie.
Oh, a little early.
In Dalworth. Yeah, well.
We have it off this Friday.
The park was reserved. We don't. Ooh.
Not us. Not you, I. Not, no. Not us on the air.
No. No. We don't. The company does. But
we get a comp day that you can use whenever you want.
Okay.
That's true, you do. I mean, to be fair, she's not wrong. You can use it whenever you want.
Can I tell you in on the secret of what I'm doing Friday?
What are you doing Friday?
I'm going to be late.
You're going to be celebrating.
Since they were a little late with the news for us in Texas, yeah. I'll be a little late for the show.
Are at the top of every hour, are you going to be late?
I'm just going to be.
You show up at
casually 10, late
10:30
on Friday. And there's nothing they can do about it.
No. No, you didn't get the news.
I'm working on Juneteenth.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I think you're the only one working on Juneteenth, actually. They gave the rest to the
Everyone.
Off.
Everyone else is off. Just me. Yeah. What's happening? What's going on? I'm here by myself.
Glad you're
then
over
Then they'll
it.
Tell us I have the day
Glad
off.
You've moved past okay. it.
You know. It's taking a little bit, but we'll
we're
be
here.
Okay.
We're here, Donovan. We're
we'll
here.
Be okay. But yeah, no, they were the Grand Marshals for the parade. So
you should take the culture survey. Did you take the culture survey?
I did. I voiced my opinion.
Have y'all talked about the culture survey on the air?
No, we haven't.
Yeah. Our CEO, Mary, sends out this culture survey where you're supposed to fill out and let her know the state of the culture. Donovan, you should be all over it every time.
Man, I filled
How
it
happy
out.
You are working here and
I
all that.
I filled it out.
Stuff.
And the only thing, I put two words. What culture?
And then send
it in.
And they're like, man, this guy keeps saying the same thing. I wonder who it is.
So, yeah, we're driving down and I saw the sign for Trader's Village.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to, I said, like, man, I can't remember the last time I've even been past this to even put it on top of my mind as far as, Trader's Village are going to visit or see what the weekend was. And it was a little early on Saturday, so
they
I wasn't quite
cakes,
sure there was
turkey legs.
I've never been there, which.
What?
Well, I haven't spent a lot
Matthew,
of time in
where
Grand
are you
Prairie.
From?
Rockwall.
Okay, you're from North Texas.
Yes,
how do you not go across Trader's Village at some point
well,
in your
his
life?
Car gets a little shaky never... if it gets a little south of 20. Oh my gosh, what's happening here?
Just but like those
his car is, you know, it kind of shuts down and it. Reverses itself to get back into its
rightful
place.
I mean,
to
be fair, now it would take me like an hour to get there, so I'm probably not going there unless I have to.
No, you can, like, so I went, so Saturday, I don't know about you, but I broke a Guinness Book of World Records on Saturday. I was close.
I did not.
Okay, I thought so. We were making sandwiches for those food insecurity, for people suffering from food insecurity.
Okay.
My sandwich just fell apart.
What kind of sandwiches?
It was for Tangle Charities. It's called Feed the City. So you do this That's every cool. Saturday. And so we broke a Guinness Book of World Records for making all these sandwiches.
How many sandwiches did you make? What was
20,000, over 20,000.
What?
Yeah.
How long did that take you?
Well, we had a lot of volunteers, so it was about an hour.
Oh, okay.
It was at Globe Life Field. So it was so close that it was like, okay, we can go to Trader's Village on the way home. So, I mean, I'm sure you're going to be in Arlington for some reason at some point.
I will be tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. That's
at Dickie's
right.
Barbecue
our
for our pre-party
I did see
thing.
That.
Yeah.
Do you know Dickie's Barbecue is the official barbecue of the Anaheim...
Mighty Ducks?
No. Baseball.
Bottle Logic, the brewery there.
He identifies cities and states with just breweries. That's the baseball team
at Anaheim.
The Angels.
There we go. Angels. Yeah. They had it all over their seats. The official barbecue is Dickie's barbecue.
So you had to sit and barbecue?
No, they didn't
have the actual barbecue in the seats.
But I was just amazed
that a Texas barbecue place like that. Never mind. Whatever.
Is that brisket?
What kind of sandwiches did you make? Were they turkey?
It was deli meat and cheese. It had to have two ingredients for it to complete. There's like an official adjudicator from the Guinness Book of World Records.
And he was
there.
They were there?
She was there?
Okay.
Yeah. She came from Mexico City just for this.
Just to see you guys make sandwiches and break the record.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it was impressive.
So what part did you do? I assume it's like assembly line.
MC. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't make the sandwich.
I've made many sandwiches, Matt.
Well,
okay.
How do you know how many sandwiches I've made?
Yeah, you guys
I love sandwiches.
That's all he has.
All I do is eat sandwich. Well, not anymore because now I don't really eat bread. But
didn't know if you were sprinkling like lettuce on every sandwich that went by. So what did they consist of? Was it meat?
Meat, cheese. And usually
any
mustard.
Condiments?
And usually mustard, but.
Was there a guy who just squirted mustard?
Well, no, because the rule is you have to put the mustard in between the cheese and the meat because nobody likes a soggy sandwich.
That's very odd. I've never done that ever. Not even, ever making a sandwich.
Well, I haven't done that either.
But
I'm always
putting the mustard
on the bread. No, I'm with you.
You have to pack them up in these. You don't know how long it's going to be until somebody gets to eat them. So, yeah, that's going to soggy up. Soggy
Fascinating.
Up.
It sounds like a
it is
going to
soggy
record.
Up. That's very interesting.
Soggy up.
So were there just a bunch of different lines of like assembly lines where like, hey, here's a piece of bread, then somebody slaps the cheese, somebody squirts the mustard.
Whatever your table decides.
I'm going to
do this next Saturday if you want to join me, actually, on the 27th, 8 o'clock.
Oh, I'm in for
again?
That.
Again? Are you breaking another Guinness Book of World Records?
Wait, hold on. Are you saying 8 a.m.?
8 a.m.
on a Saturday?
It might be close to you. I'm going to be at the Sandpack in Dallas, on the edge of Plano in Dallas. Okay. We're going to make 5,000 sandwiches there.
That's a lot.
That's what I do on my Saturday mornings. What do you do?
Boy, you don't know what he
I work out.
I was in his Saturday world this past weekend.
That did not start.
What does he do on a Saturday?
That does not start at 8 a.m.
Visits breweries.
Oh, okay. My gosh, that's too early.
That does not start at 8 a.m.
No, it's not at 8 a.m., but
no.
It could go to 8 a.m. the next day.
Gosh, dude.
What?
It's what they do.
As you get older, the alcohol just doesn't break down the same way as when
you
were in
20s. No, it
doesn't.
No, not at all.
That's like,
I really don't consume that much.
Okay. Nobody believes that.
No, I mean, but if it's over the course of 8 to 10 hours and you're just having, you know, it's really not that much. Just hanging out.
Do you feel bloaty?
Not usually, no. I don't consume that much.
That's the answer. That's how he gets it all out. All right, Tipsy, put up the signal. Oh, Michelle, thank you so much
for
answering.
Coming in.
We really appreciate
it. Good talk, good chat.
I enjoyed the sandwich.
Michelle! She was making those sandwiches.
Wow.
Who put the mustard on the bread?
My sandwich just fell apart.
To throw it out. Well, the news with Travis is at 10:30, but let's bring out the bucket. Talk some hoops next here on The Ticket.